Unseen Partner Part 2, October 13, 2013. It's the middle of October. Can you believe that? Time is flying by. The end of the year is coming. I do have good news for you. Jesus will be showing up. I just don't know when. He didn't tell me the date. But as long as you're prepared, it's all good. Amen? Amen. Well, as Christians, we got to understand something that and should be aware of, that there's an unseen partner living inside of us called the Holy Spirit. Amen. And he's not a silent partner, although you and I like to silent him, because he's always trying to get us to do things like Jesus would. And then we say, well, we want to do it your way, God. You know, we get that nudging. You ever get that? You know, you should have been doing this, but then you don't. And you ever been there? See, he's the person of the Holy Spirit, and he lives inside of you. And that's why sometimes you feel a little crowded. Sometimes you feel a little sidetracked, because God's trying to get your attention, and sometimes you don't want to listen. I've been there. I'm guilty of that. I've been there. God's been trying to get my attention for years on things. I'm like, I don't want to go do that. Oh, I don't want to do that. God, that's going to take my time. God, that's going to make me step out of my comfort zone. Yeah, that's all good. But you got the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you. And when you became born again as a Christian, there's a thing called spiritual blessings that have been placed inside of you. So everything that you need for life, you have the ability and capability, but you got to tap into it. Amen? You got to understand that the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you is your guide. He's there to help you get your physical manifestation of those spiritual blessings. So there's a spiritual realm, and there's blessings up there, and God wants you to pull those things from the spiritual realm and bring them to the earthly realm. I'll give you an illustration of that. You need some money. Well, sometimes you got to tap into the spiritual realm in order to access that, so that it will manifest as finances in your life. Amen? But you got to use your word, the Word of God, in order to access that stuff. You just can't be, well, Lord, I need $20. Give me $20. No, you gotta be a giver. When you give in the kingdom of God, God releases what's in his hands. And what's in his hands is more than what you got in your hands. Amen? Here's the deal. He guides you through revelation knowledge or wisdom that surpasses your understanding. Sometimes, do you notice sometimes when God's dealing with you, he'll give you an answer to something and you're like, God, what is that all about? And you had an answer, and you're like, that's not of you, because you ain't that smart. I ain't that smart. But then God gives you the answer to the problem or situation that you're facing or somebody else is facing, because that's why it's important that you pray for other people, because when you pray for other people, it's making a void in your life so God can fill it. See, many times you and I face trouble, and many times you and I panic about things, and you and I get upside down, and the whole time God's saying, I got the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you, and all you got to do is tap into it. He's there, and sometimes our silent partner, our unseen partner, is trying to get our attention, and we don't want to listen. You say, Pastor, well, that's me. Yeah, well, that was me too, trust me. There's sometimes I just don't want to. I know what he wants me to go do, and I'm like, I don't want to go there. But we forget sometimes the Holy Spirit, he has all the answers that we need for life. And we got to learn to acknowledge him in his presence and ask him for wisdom. And he's going to show us what path to take in life. Sometimes I chose the path, and it led me to places I shouldn't have been. You ever been there? You ever take a path that you thought you had a great idea, and you went somewhere and you shouldn't have went, or you bought a car that you shouldn't have bought, or you got ahead in front of God when God says, just slow down. I got some things, but you have to be patient. Well, patience wasn't one of my deals. Amen. You know, at McDonald's they have that 90-second deal, the click, and I'm like, and at 91 seconds, where's my food, man? I got things to go do. It's a minute and a half. I gotta go. And I'm waiting 2 minutes or 3 minutes. And God's just trying to teach you patience. But you got to acknowledge the Holy Spirit. He's your personal guide. He's your unseen partner. His purpose is to guide you in the specific plans of God. And you got to get to know him better. So this morning, the only way you get to know God better is spend time in his word. So I'm going to share some word this morning with you that I believe will help you. It's helped me. Amen. Take a look at Proverbs 3:5. This is the Amplified Bible. Proverbs 3:5. We said this last week. It says, lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. It means lean on. Hey God, I'm just leaning on you. I got my head in, on your shoulder. Why? Because God's got you covered. Lean on. Trust in. Be confident. You are confident when you go to work that you're going to get a paycheck. Why can't we be yet confident in the things of God? Why is it we go to work and we know every Wednesday, at least on my way, my payday is every Wednesday, I know there's going to be money in that account. I trust man that that money is going to be there. But yet then there's sometimes I just don't trust God. Why is that? Because I don't see him. I can't feel him. I can't touch him. Lean on, trust in, be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding, because your own insight and understanding is not God's insight and understanding, and it will lead you into trouble. I had a good idea, and boy, I got myself upside down. But when I got God's idea, I'm gonna do well. It's a God idea, never fails. It says, in all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge him, and he will plan and make straight and plain your path. God is not into running you through a forest that you can't see through. God makes things very plain. God's going to make everything, your path straight. He's not going to have you go around this bend. He wants you to get right to where you need to go. God makes those crooked paths straight. The Bible says. But you have to do something. You got to recognize and know and acknowledge him in everything. I acknowledged him when I woke up this morning. Thank you, Lord, that I got breath in my lungs. I acknowledged him that he holds the last breath in every breath that I have. I acknowledge him. I thank you, Lord, that I have a vehicle that got me to church today. And thank you, Lord, that you gave me gas money enough so I could fill up the gas tank. See, you got to learn to acknowledge him in all things. Not in just the things you want or the big things. God wants to be acknowledged even in the little things. Why? Because he's taking care of all these little things all along the way. The Bible says in a New Living Translation, says this way. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all that you do, and he will show you which path to take. Some of you have decisions, and there's a fork in the road, and you say, I don't know which way to go. Ask God. He'll tell you which path to take. But if you don't know God, then you won't know which way to go. And that's why the world is so messed up. Congress and the Senate and the President are getting together, and they don't know what to do. One wants it one way, one wants it another way. They think it's like, you know, Burger King, have it your way. Well, it's not. Let's do it God's way. And none of them have gone to the path of God yet. But and every time they go on a detour, things get screwed up. 17 trillion, 19 trillion, 20 trillion. What's the difference? Raise the ceiling, lower the ceiling, who cares? If they would just seek him, maybe get together, the president and the Senate, and get together and just pray for like 30 minutes. I think that would break everything loose. Maybe I just need to call. Maybe I just go be the referee up there. Maybe I need to fly to Washington and say, guys, we just need a 30-minute of prayer. I lay hands on all of you. Some of you a little bit tougher. Some of you need a little nudging of the Spirit. Oh, sorry about that. Praise the Lord. Here's what the Bible. The Bible says that there are spiritual blessings that are stored for us in the spiritual realm. And the only way that you can get to these spiritual blessings that God has for you is through the Word of God. The Word of God gives you access to the spiritual blessings. Take a look at Ephesians 1:3. I only have a couple more scriptures for you. Ephesians 1:3 says this: all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with just a few spiritual blessings, right? Every spiritual. So how much did he leave out? So the God that we serve never leaves anyone or anything out. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, because you are united with Christ. You're in agreement with his word. You do it his way, not your way, even though you think your way is better. His way is different. His way always leads to prosperity. Your way will lead to poverty. The word of God is like a mirror. It shows us who we are and what we have according to God's plan. Take a look at this slide. When you look in the mirror, what you see is Jesus. When you look into the mirror, you should see everything that Jesus has is yours. Take a look at this next slide. You're going to like this. Because some of us look like the cat, but when he looks in the mirror, he sees himself as a mighty lion. The Lion of Judah, the Lion of God. What you need to understand is you no longer look like that kitty cat. All fluffy and, oh, isn't he cute? You like that roaring lion. That means you have ownership. That means you have authority. That means you can trample on serpents, that you can overcome your circumstances and situations. I don't know if you've been in the jungle, but if there was a little cat coming to me, I wouldn't worry about it. When it's a big old lion, I'll be running as fast as I can because I'm going to be his meal. Amen. He might have been praying, bring me some food, and I was the food, amen? So, I mean, you got to understand, God sees you in that mirror. You got to see yourself like God sees you. But young people, God wants you to know you are blessed. He wants you to be like that lion, not like that little kitty cat. He's cute. But something about that lion, you have authority. Oh, if there was a lion in here, I think we'd have a little bit more attention than it was this little kitty cat. You go, a kitty cat by my name. Hey, but that big lion? Come on. See, the recreated spirit of a man believes the word. You got to understand, when you get saved, you believe the word. Your spirit man believes the word. The body believes your physical senses. Let me get you this morning. When you don't spend time in the word, you have what they call an unrenewed mind. And what it does, it only believes the senses. What I can see, what I can taste, what I can touch, what I can hear. And you get caught up in your sensory. God is bigger than what you see. Oh, Pastor. When they diagnosed me with cancer on my lungs that I couldn't see, but the report said it, I said, I have to see something bigger than what that report. So I got to go look in that mirror. And I was like that little cat, but I was looking in the mirror and I seen the lion. Then I know I could get through. Why? Because I got somebody on my side. The Bible says, by his stripes I were healed. I either have to accept that and believe it or die. I chose to accept it, believe it, and that's why I'm alive. A person believes with his spirit man, his internal heart. He makes the decisions to believe God's word despite the physical circumstances. Sometimes you're going through stuff and the devil puts those things because he wants you to look at these things and say, it's too big for me to get out. You're right. It's too big for you, but not too big for God. Oh, I don't have enough finances. I just can't. Because you're looking at what you have instead of looking to God who has it all. Oh, Pastor, that's easy for you to say. Yeah. I've been down to the ramen noodles and the macaroni and cheese the last week of... I've been there. And then somehow, some way, just by chance and karma, it worked out for me. Right? Isn't that what the world says? You know what karma is? It's sowing and reaping. The world calls it karma, but it's biblical. It's sowing and reaping. What you sow is what you reap. You sow enough junk in your life, you're going to have a whole bunch of junk come attract to you. You treat people lousy, people are going to treat you lousy. Why are they treating me so bad? Because you treat everybody bad. You're stingy, and then they wonder why they're stingy on you. I'm just trying to help you. Oh, it's just karma. I get guys at work telling me that all the time. I just had some bad karma. Really? You probably just sowed some bad stuff, and now you're just reaping some of the bad stuff, right? Well, yeah. Did you ever do anything bad like this? Yeah. And that's why it's coming back like this? Yeah. It comes back, but it usually comes back 10 times or 100 times worse than the way you sowed it. I remember when I was young, I cheated some people out of money. And boy, when it came my turn, I got cheated for about 10 times that amount. Someone took advantage of me. I thought I was smarter than that. It never happened to me, but then I got taken advantage of. See, we walk in the Spirit because we walk in the Word. You can't believe the Word if you don't know the Word. You can't walk in the Word of God and walk in the Spirit of God if you don't know the Word of God. That's why it's so imperative that when we do this boot camp that you get these foundational teachings and training into you so that it seeps in you and then seeps out of you. Amen? Because faith brings our spiritual blessings into the physical manifestation. In other words, once you know the Word, you can tap into things. I'm learning as I'm getting older and spending more time in the Word, that I'm gaining more access to the things of God because I'm just allowing Him to flow those things in my life. But it's been a process. It's been a battle of the will, per se. My will over His will. I still stubborn sometimes, want to do it my way, and God's going, go ahead. You're not going to get the blessing, but it's okay. You can go do it your way. And sometimes you have to learn to bow to your will because when His will's done, it always works out so good. You want to live a stress-free life? Just do it God's way. When you do things God's way, you don't have to look in your rearview mirror. Did I cheat somebody? Did I steal from somebody? Are they coming to get me? Sleep pretty good. Hope 4.5-5 hours a night. God gives us knowledge when we don't know what to do. It's called revealed knowledge. Here's what the Bible says. Remember Peter, whose name was Simon? He received revelation from the Father about Jesus' true identity. Take a look at Matthew 16:13. And I want to help you this morning. Matthew 16:13. It says, when Jesus came to Spirit Life Christian Church in Henderson, Nevada, He asked all the disciples that were gathered here today. And He says this, who do the people say the Son of Man is? Well, they replied, some say John the Baptist, some will say Elijah, and others will say Jeremiah or one of the other prophets. Then He asked them, but who do you say I am? And you, just like Simon Peter, because you got revelation knowledge from God, you said you are the Messiah, the Son of the Most Living God. And Jesus replied, you are blessed, Simon, son of John, because my Father in heaven has revealed this to you. The Holy Spirit revealed it to him. You did not learn this from any human being. Now I say that you are Peter, which means rock. And upon the rock I will build my church, and all the powers of hell will not conquer it. You're like a Peter. God's building a rock. You're like a rock, and He's building a church upon you. And when the gates of hell come against you, it can't overtake you because you're one of God's best. You got the answer. Jesus called him Peter, which meant rock, because he had revelation knowledge. The Holy Spirit, the unseen partner that lives inside of you, will give you revelation knowledge. Revelation knowledge changes things. Plain old knowledge is good, but revelation knowledge allows you to change it. It gives you answers to unknown questions before they're even asked. You'll have the answer. The revelation didn't come from Peter's mind, but it came from God. We said last week this. Feelings are the voice of this body. Reasoning is the voice of my mind. But the conscience is the voice of the spirit. And the conscience is often described as a hunch or a nudge that's inside of us. And what that is the Holy Spirit trying to get your attention to say, hey, you're on the right track. Or, hey, you might want to shift gears over here. Hey, don't go do that. Don't go hang with those friends because you're going to end up in trouble. The Holy Spirit speaks of the truth to your spirit. He reveals to you knowledge that exceeds the natural understanding. Peter did not get that from anyone than God. That's why Jesus was so impressed that he heard from God from heaven above. Jesus said that he will build his church through revelation knowledge. When we receive revelation knowledge from God, the gates of hell cannot overtake you. Let me tell you, no matter what circumstance, no matter what situation you're in, no matter what people are thinking about you, no matter what the doctor's report says, no matter what the lawyer says, no matter what the school teacher says, you will overtake your circumstances and situations when you trust and believe in God's word. Jesus said, he will give us the keys of the kingdom. All we have to do is listen to him. Revelation knowledge is wisdom. It enables us to be successful. Wisdom brings benefits like this: promotion. Wisdom brings you honor, direction, solutions for life. But you got to spend time with him in order to know him. You got to get to know him. God wants you to know him. When you know him and you know his word, then you can apply it to your circumstances and situations and you'll get through it. Amen? Pastor, that's crazy. That's why you don't have to call on a pastor for prayer. You don't have to go to the middleman. You just go right to God. You don't have to go to a confessional and say, oh, pastor, please forgive me. My last confession was 3 months ago. I did A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. No, you just go to God. He'll forgive you. People say, well, your pastor, I mean, he hears you. No, he hears me because I spend time with him. He hears you when you spend time with him. He doesn't love me any more than he loves you. I'm not any more special than you are to God. I'm just serious about God. And I want you to get serious about God because he's the only one that can help you. When you turn on the news, it's all bad news. This is happening, that's happening. I just choose not to participate in that. Don't you get upset? Yeah. Already broke one TV set. I got so mad. Got to flick it on, flick it off, flick it off, flick it off, and finally just poof, tube went by. Didn't have to hear that for months in our bedroom, did we? And then I finally got a TV set. Someone gave me a TV set. It felt bad. Five TV sets aren't just enough in your household. Back in the 40s, a TV set would be a luxury. Now we have them in every room. Crazy, isn't it? And we say we're not blessed. The Holy Spirit gives you truth. He always says what the Father says. I'll close with the scripture in John 16:12. John 16:12 says this. There is so much more I want to tell you, but you can't bear it now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you in all truth. He will not speak of his own, but will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. I like that. He will bring me glory by telling you whatever he receives from me. All that belongs to the Father is mine. This is why I said the Spirit will tell you whatever he receives from me. The Holy Spirit only receives the message from God, and then he imparts it into you. It's in your conscience. The Spirit of God knows about your future. I don't know about you, but I like to know a little bit about my future. And I'm telling you, it's bright. It's awesome. Didn't say it wasn't going to go with some hard times and some tests, because you can't have a testimony unless you've been through a test. You don't graduate high school without taking a test. You don't get your diploma in college unless you take some test. They got to see what's inside of you. What's inside of you? When you're getting squeezed, does Jesus come out or does the world come out? The Spirit, he knows all things. He'll lead you and guide you in all truths. In all truths. Shout with me this morning. I have an unseen partner. He hears from God. He is trying to get to me so he can get it through me. Because I'm a blessing. He's looking out for me because I'm his. See, you're his. God is looking out for you. God is trying to get something to you so you can get it through you to be a blessing to somebody else. God wants to use you. That's why I asked you to pray this morning for someone else. Why? Get your mind off of your problems. We all got problems. Pastor's got problems. That's his wife. Lots of problems. Got a screw loose. Up early in the morning and drinks too much coffee and caffeine and he's crazy all day. But I'm a work in progress. Get up at 3 a.m. and say, now what, God? Here's what I want you to say. Here's what I want you to do. Here's about this boot camp that you're going to do. And we know what we were calling it, foundations. And God, 3:00 a.m. It's boot camp. Walking in his sandals. See, you got to understand something. His sandals are already broken in. Get that this morning. His sandals are comfortable. Why? Because he's already walked before you. You don't have to blaze your own trail. You ever go out in the wilderness and you have to take a little sickle and blaze your own trail? No, God's already paved the way. Heck, he's given you golden streets in heaven. We got to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust by your spirit. Your spirit man always agrees with what the Word says and it believes the Word. The Word is like a mirror. It shows us who we are and what we have according to God's plan. God has got great things in store for you. But you got to tap in. I can't get you closer to God. Only you can get yourself closer to God. I'm not here to change you. Only you can change you. If you don't like you, change you. Allow the Spirit of God that lives inside of you to change you. Wow, he did this and he did. My wife will tell you, there's a lot of things she didn't like about me, but she gave it to God. She couldn't change me. The more she tried, the more I resisted. The more I tried to change her, the more she resisted. So I said, Lord, I just give it to her. Give it to God. Give it to God. If I change myself, she'll see that I've changed. And then she'll want to change, or vice versa. She'll change and I'll go, oh, I got it. Okay. Come on. That's how that works. Follow your hunches. Remember that the feelings are the voice of the flesh. Reasoning is the voice of the soul. And your conscience is the voice of your human spirit. Jesus said that he would build his church on revelation knowledge. God wants to give you revelation knowledge, which brings wisdom, which brings benefits like promotion and honor, direction and solutions for life. But you got to tap into what he's saying. You got to let your unseen partner share with you the message from the Heavenly Father. You got to open yourself up, and You got to allow yourself to be a kingdom builder. You got to go out and do it His way, not your way. You have some good ways, but God's ways are so much better. Amen. God wants the best for each and every one of you. He does. If you'll get that this morning, that you have someone that cares about you enough to know every hair on your head, to create you in His image. If you could get that this morning and know that He loved you so much that He left a deposit of Himself via the Holy Spirit to live inside of you, so that anytime you need a course correction, He's there to help you. You can resist it as long as you want and fight it, and you'll go around this mountain. It's just like, boy, I've seen this before. Boy, I've seen this before. Now, this looks familiar again. Gee. God doesn't want you to go around the mountain of life. God wants you to look at it, say, cool, let me see another glimpse of God. Let me go see this. Let me go see it. God wants you to smell the roses along the way. Amen? God wants to bless you. God wants to increase you. You have an advantage over the world. We said last week that the world doesn't know Him. So they're not going to have the advantages that you have because you know Him. So Pastor, you know, that's crazy. You know why I'm so confident in my ability? Is because I have the Comforter and the most confident one living inside of me. I don't worry what people think. I don't care what people say. I don't. Because I died to myself and allowed the Holy Spirit to rule. You can't crush the Holy Spirit that lives inside of me. You can't. It's God. There's a piece of God in all of you. In all of you. You can't be defeated. That's why you're the head of the class. But we have allowed the world to push us to be second or third or fourth. We allowed the world to push us against the wall. And the whole time God is saying, no, son, daughter, you step in front. You are number one. You are. You've got it all. Young people, I'm telling you, you've got it all. Don't allow people to say you can't. That's not in your vocabulary. I can do all things. I got God living inside of me, man. God even defeated hell and the grave and death, and He was born and raised on the third day. His name was Jesus. He's your elder brother. You got the same power of Jesus inside of you. But you got to turn it on. You got to turn the key. You got to use the Bible and use the Word and unlock the circumstances that you're tied up in. So, Pastor, I might have to cut some old friends. Yeah. But you'll make some new ones. I got to let those family members just go through what they're going through, don't I? Yes. You can pray for them. You can love them. Every time you're with them, you just show the love of Jesus. But sometimes they have to just go through what they're going through. Until they see Him. All you can do is help direct them to Him. You can't make them do anything. God didn't make you do anything. You chose. Said, hey, I'm jacked up. I'm messed up. I can't do this anymore. My life's a failure. I'm a misery. Everybody by me says I'm negative. I'm buried in a hole of debt. I'm messed up. And then you say, well, how do I get out of here? And someone says, let me show you this friend of mine. His name is Jesus. He's the way. Not me. He's the way. And then you get plugged in and you get saved. And once you get saved, you get set free and the Spirit of God lives inside of you. And then you're capable of doing anything and everything. I can only direct my kids' steps so far, but they have to take it the rest of the way. They're not getting to heaven on my coattails. They have to make that decision for themselves. My neighbor's got to make the decision for him. Just because I'm a pastor doesn't get him to heaven because he's in my neighbor. Although if he brings over some food or something, I might just, God is always opening up doors for you. God allows you to go to the physical therapist for a reason. Because he wants you to be the light to the darkness that may be there. As he's bending your shoulder or arm in a way that you can't bend it. And you're saying, Jesus, it hurts. Gives you an opportunity to witness. Tell him about Jesus. Invite him to spiritual boot camp. Invite him to a chili cook-off and hang around with some Christians. We can have fun without smoking and drinking and carousing around. I didn't think it was possible. I really didn't. But it is. Oh, Pastor. No, hey, I keep it real. I used to drink and smoke and do all the other stuff. Get invited to a Christian party and it was dry. I went dry, huh? What do you mean? I can't have any fun. I'll get in the spirit of Jack Daniels and the other spirits that were out there. I said, no, that ain't welcome in this house. Well, dry house. But then you start hanging around them. And they're different. They talk different. It isn't woe is me. They were like friendly and loved you when you walked in the door. Even though you stunk like the world. And they showed Jesus and all their actions and what they said and what they did. And then you say, I got to quit being myself and I got to be more like Jesus. And you buckle under that because there's such a presence of God and anointing that you have that people want to be drawn to you. It's your smile. It's your personality. There's something about you that draws people. I hang around with all these Christians trying to save me. Save me from what? Myself. Because myself, we're going to go to hell. And they said, we don't want you to go to hell, and we want you to hang with us. We're like, well, I don't know about hang with you guys. You're kind of different. We mean I can't cuss no more either? Can't smoke cigarettes, can't drink, can't. Don't worry, God will change that in you. It won't be a can't, you won't want to. And you get saved. Then you don't want to. I never had another drink in 22 years, praise God. Hadn't smoked a joint in over 22 years. Know what it smells like? Just rent a car from some place and you'll be able to smell it. God has great things for you. He does. It's called life. And he wants you to have it abundantly. He wants you blessed. He does. I'm blessed. I haven't reached to the point where I'm overblessed, but I'm willing to receive that from God. I want to have so much that it overflows and comes through me that I can just be like a conduit and bless others. I love to go to a dealership, auto dealership, and then have them give me all those cars so then I can go bless people that don't have cars. Or you got a junker, we'll give you a nice new one, not a clunker. Amen? Move you from where you're at to the penthouse suite. Not because you have to, because God wants you to have that. It's great that you're in an apartment, or it's great that you're renting, but God wants you to own that. Maybe he wants you to buy that trailer park and make it some nice houses and then give them to the people. Just trying to help you. Oh, Pastor, you don't think God's big enough to be able to do that? See, that's why we're going to have this boot camp, because it's going to break some of those mindsets. And the thing is, the only one that can change you is you. Or the drill instructor, Pastor Diana, praise God. Because she'll say it in a different way, and you'll go, okay, I'll just do it. Just keeping it real for you. God has such great things in store for you. And I know the world looks bleak. It looks chaotic. It looks crazy. And that's great, because that's when God really shows up. That's when God really shines. When everything's going to hell, God shows up and allows everything to go to heaven. So pray for our nation. Pray for your finances. Pray for your pastors. Pray that we get some live music in it, that I can draw from the secular world these people to come and get changed. See, I'm out fishing. That bait didn't work. I got to use a different bait. You'd be surprised how many people really want to plug into a church. How many want to be pastor? Talk to a few of them. But we're going to get them. We're going to catch them. They're going to catch God. And in their time that they're worshiping God and they're thinking they're doing it for $20, God's going to touch them. And they'll never be the same. Think about that. So we're going to train. We're going to be taught. I ask you just to open yourself up for the next 4 to 6 weeks. Open yourself up to do what God's called you to do. Listen with spiritual ears. God wants to use each and every one of you. You're sitting, I don't have any gifts or talents. Yes, you do. God didn't create a lump of coal. He made you a diamond. He did. And diamonds shine and are brilliant and you get attracted to it. They're priceless. Some diamonds are priceless. That's how God looks at you, is that you're priceless. Amen? Lord, I ask you to bless your people. Allow them to use their unseen partner, the Holy Spirit, to guide them and to direct them. And as they get these hunches or these nudges from you, that, Lord God, they'll be responsive and do and say what you tell them to say and do. You may have them go, Lord God, help a neighbor do something, or, Lord God, load groceries in a car for an elderly person at the store. It's that hunch they get, and they just go do it. Because, Lord, there's something you're trying to do through them to bless somebody else. It's not that you're looking for the glory, Lord, but that you just want your presence to be felt. He'll open up a door for you to say or speak something, or just to be a kind person, because people haven't seen that lately. Lord, bless your people. Open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings more than they can contain. Allow them to have overflow in their lives, in their finances, in their health, with their children. Lord God, bless them abundantly, I pray. In Jesus' name. And everybody that was here said, amen. Amen.